Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain, page 453. His moments center the vast universe. He sees his little self as very God. His little eye has swallowed the whole world. His ego has stretched into infinity. His mind, a bead in original nothingness, ciphers his thought on a slate of hourless time. He builds on a mighty vacancy of soul, a huge philosophy of nothingness. In him, Nirvana lives and speaks and acts, impossibly creating a universe. An eternal zero is his formless self, his spirit, the void, impersonal, absolute. Take not that stride, O growing soul of man. Cast not thyself into that night of God. The soul's suffering is not eternity's key, or ransom by sorrow, heaven's demand on life. O mortal, bear, but ask not for the stroke. Too soon will grief and anguish find thee out. Too enormous is that venture for thy will. Only in limits can man's strength be safe, yet is infinity thy spirit's goal. Its bliss is there behind the world's face of tears. A power is in thee that thou knowest not. Thou art a vessel of the imprisoned spark. It seeks relief from time's envelopment, and while thou shuttest it in, the seal is pain. Bliss is the Godhead's crown, eternal, free, unburdened by life's blind mystery of pain. Pain is the signature of the ignorance, attesting the secret God denied by life. Until life finds him, pain can never end. Calm is self's victory overcoming fate. Bear, thou shalt find at last thy road to bliss. Bliss is the secret stuff of all that lives. Even pain and grief are garbs of world delight. It hides behind thy sorrow and thy cry. Because thy strength is a part and not God's whole, because afflicted by the little self, thy consciousness forgets to be divine as it walks in the vague penumbra of the flesh and cannot bear the world's tremendous touch, thou criest out and sayest that there is pain. Indifference, pain, and joy, a triple disguise, attire of the rapturous dancer in the ways, withhold from thee the body of God's bliss. Thy spirit's strength shall make thee one with God. Thy agony shall change to ecstasy. Indifference deepen into infinity's calm, and joy laugh nude on the peaks of the absolute. O mortal who complainest of death and fate, accuse none of the harms thyself hast called. This troubled world thou hast chosen for thy home. Thou art thyself the author of thy pain. Once in the immortal boundlessness of self, in a vast of truth and consciousness and light, the soul looked out from its felicity. It felt the spirit's interminable bliss. It knew itself deathless, timeless, spaceless, one. It saw the eternal, lived in the infinite. Then, curious of a shadow thrown by truth, it strained toward some otherness of self. It was drawn to an unknown face peering through night. It sensed a negative infinity, a void supernal whose immense excess, imitating God and everlasting time, offered a ground for nature's adverse birth and matter's rigid, hard unconsciousness, harboring the brilliance of a transient soul that lights up birth and death and ignorant life.